From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Authorities in Liberia have been slowed down in their effort to pass a small but important milestone. They were hoping to reopen the schools this past week. A civil war shut down some schools last June and other schools years ago. Students were hoping to be back in their classrooms now that there's a new government, but the reopening has been delayed until next month. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports on Liberia's effort to come back.
Monday was the first day of school registration in Liberia, but at the Annie Banks School, just outside Monrovia, the only employee on the premises was the janitor, David Cooper. Carrying a long machete that he'd been using to cut back the weeds in the yard, Cooper shows off the empty shell of a building.
There's a tiny room for the children to eat. Yeah, where they want to be the food. They were the kitchen.
He points out where the bullets tore through the roof of the third grade classroom and how looters stole the urinals out of the toilets. They dropped one in the hall. Cooper has thrown the shards of white porcelain into a back room. Richard Seglon has stopped by, hoping to register his 5 school-aged children.
Yes, I really want for my children to get back to school.
Even though there's no school officials around, Seglon is excited about the prospect of schools reopening. He says it's a sign that Liberia's almost 14-year civil war is over and the country is moving forward.
You know, my children, if they get big, some of them, I want for them to be a minister, I know, to work in any organization in the world. For me, I pray God for education.
The janitor, David Cooper, tells Seglon he'll have to come back when there are teachers and a principal. Cooper's confident school will reopen, he just doesn't know exactly when. The challenge of restarting Liberia's schools goes beyond just getting kids, teachers, and administrators back into classrooms. Many schools have turned into refugee camps, and some of the people who moved in are now refusing to leave. At Ditwe High School near Monrovia's port, hundreds of people live in desperate conditions. Most flooded into Monrovia from the southeast as rebels advanced across the countryside. They sleep on blankets on the concrete floors of classrooms and the auditorium. In the library, people have strung sheets between the bookshelves to create tiny rooms. Women cook over charcoal fires in the hallways. Boy Varney, one of the leaders of the settlement, says the government is trying to kick them out of the building and they're getting nothing in return.
Our concern must be properly addressed. Give us food, give us utensils, we are willing to go back home.
Varney says other refugees were given pots and pans by international aid agencies to replace the ones they abandoned during the fighting. And he says the refugees at Ditwe High School should get them too. Like most of Liberia's infrastructure, the educational system withered and at times completely broke down under former President Charles Taylor. Liberia's schools were always simple institutions. Classrooms consisted of a few benches and a blackboard. But under Taylor, teachers weren't paid for months, sometimes years. School buildings crumbled because of a lack of maintenance, and there was almost no money for books and other supplies. Daniel Williams has taught elementary school in the Monrovia area for almost 2 decades. A typical teacher's salary is $18 a month, and he says no one wants to be a teacher in Liberia now.
Years gone by, things were far better. Teachers loved the profession, and they felt it was an obligation to educate the kids. But today, that has changed. People do it because they cannot find a better job.
Williams says one of the big challenges to getting teachers back into the classrooms now is that many of them are going to try to get jobs with relief organizations or the United Nations. The UN is expected to deploy 15,000 troops in Liberia by early next year. Aid agencies are pouring into Monrovia to start rebuilding this failed state. And in the process, their offices are hiring hundreds of locals. With the Minister of Education post vacant at the moment, the drive to get schools started has been led by the United Nations Children's Fund. UNICEF is distributing thousands of boxes of school supplies, but possibly more significantly, UNICEF officials keep declaring publicly that Liberia's schools will reopen soon. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.